question here for you, Chris, from Shakira, and she wants to know, why does it smell so nice after it rains? And she says that from her wonderful island in Jamaica, it does sound gorgeous, wish I lived there. She says it does smell really lovely after it rains and wonders, is it perhaps that the air is cleaner? Does the rain wash pollutants out of the air, perhaps?
The answer to this was quite slow coming, and no one really knew for sure. Perhaps we still don't know for certain, but there was certainly some work done on this in the 1960s, and a paper got published in 1966 where scientists actually, they think, got the answer. The theories were that this could either be something coming out of the soil, something reacting with water in the soil to produce a smell, or perhaps something organic, something living. And it turns out it's probably the latter. A group of scientists analysed the air, and they found that when you look at soil, you find a very common soil bacterium called Actinomycetes. This is a filamentous bacterium. It grows in lots of little filaments that ramify through the soil, picking up nutrients. But it also has another form which it uses to protect itself when the soil is very, very dry. So when there's severe, arid, dry conditions, it recedes into a spore. And this is a dormant form of the bacterium from which it can reactivate when water comes back and the soil is fresh and there's lots of good environments for it to exploit again. So what scientists think happens when you get a rain shower and it produces that beautiful earthy smell in the air is that the rain comes down, it hits dry soil where all these bacteria have formed these little spores. The spores then get ejected up into the air and they drift around in a cloud because they're so tiny they stay drifting around in the cloud for quite some time. You then breathe them in and they smell the way they smell. That's their smell. But it's also a form of sort of dispersal for the bacterium because it then descends on another patch of ground out of the air and can germinate and grow. So I suppose that's one point. Another thing to bear in mind is, of course, there's the other possibility that was also raised by scientists historically, and that is that there are various chemical reactions that can occur when water hits a soil or a dry soil or a rock. And so it might be that some of these smells are because of particular rocks getting wetted and then chemical reactions being elaborated, and then they produce various chemicals that go up into the air. But we think it's mainly the Actinomycetes that's the main cause.
Excellent. Well, I certainly love that smell after it rains.
No, I don't think you can beat that smell. It's one of those awe-defining smells that we all know immediately. You can just sense it and you can just close your eyes and you can almost smell it, can't you? Right, we're talking of questions.